Hell and Welcome to Patched. I'm your host, Paul James. I'm joined by Matt Phillips. How's things, mate?
I'm excited.
You're excited? Why is that?
PAX badges go on sale tomorrow.
Or yesterday, as people were watching. But yeah,
today.
It feels close. Today. Oh yeah, hang on, we're recording on Monday. That's right, today, as when this goes live.
Today.
Peek behind the curtain. We've changed it. Our days are all over the place, as I think you sent a message to me yesterday or whatever, so.
Yes, we've done it all the best. I was going to say 6 different days, but that's a bit over an exaggeration. Different days, I should say.
Including different time slots, it might be creeping closer to 6, you know, between that one during the day on a 35-degree day the other day.
Well, that was the coolest part of that day, to be honest, that 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, podcast. That's fair.
That was the coolest day, coolest part of that day. And we're not lying, that actually was.
Yeah, probably wasn't yet.
Hot.
And now it seems like it's all going away pretty quickly. So,
and then it's going to get hot again.
Is it?
All hail Easter Jesus weekend.
So it's patched updates time. We talk about all the games that we've been playing lately, and we're right on the eve of this period where there's not a huge number of games coming out. And I for one, am excited. But right now, it's March, and there's still a shit ton of them. So, Matto, what have you been playing? You've got more than me.
Well, I know. Well, that's nothing new. It's always the case.
Well, yes, yeah, usually the case. Yeah, you're usually Actually, no.
I take that back. Last month, I think you had more than me.
Yeah, I think I had more than last month. And then this week, I've absolutely underwhelmed yourself and I think everyone watching and listening. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway, over to you.
Well, we'll start off with the game I was playing last month, which was Kena, Bridge of Spirits. And I did say last month that I had not finished a game this year. Well, I'm happy to say we are at the end of March. I finally finished.
Yes.
One game.
And Kena's awesome.
One game. And that was Kena. And it is a good game. It's a nice short game, which is good because I was looking for a nice short game because every other game I'm playing at the moment, long games. And yeah. I've really shot myself in the foot here. I've decided to be the idiot and decide to play 4 different games at the same time. Silly idea. I highly don't recommend it.
Yeah, the long games are becoming a bit of an issue at the moment. I'll talk about myself more shortly, but I wanted to, as I think we said during the New Year's resolution stuff, I wanted to finish an average of 5 games a month for the year, get up to 60, and I got 5 by the end of January, and here we are, and March is about to end, and I'm still at 5.
And this has come from me 2 years ago, where I put a gaming resolution of finishing 25 games in a year, which I did.
This year,
counted one, and I've never been so happy with myself, as dumb as it is to say, because I'm not having to rush. I'm just picking a game, playing it
for as much as you want. Yeah,
grand fun time as I like.
Like, I guess I can maybe count Helldivers as a 6th at this point, because you can't actually finish it, I've played a good chunk of it, so maybe I can say 6, but...
You can finish that game. It just depends how long you want to take. 15 minutes or 40 minutes. Take your pick.
Yeah, that's fair.
But still, yes. It is if you do one mission, you've finished the game.
That's true.
All mission.
Done our bit for democracy, so...
Democracy.
Not that I think it'll still keep coming back. That's to be fair. I think I'll still keep coming back.
Oh yes.
Yeah. All right. I'll give myself an out. I'm on 6, but I'm falling a bit behind. I've got school holidays coming up, and I guess I've got to do 9 just to get myself into a decent place for March. Let alone anything to come after that. So we'll see how we go. But anyway, I'm stealing your thunder. Keep going.
But yeah, well, I didn't really need to add much onto Canada because when we finished doing last month's update, I went back and played it. And in true form of me, it only took me another 40 minutes to finish. I wasn't that far off the end. I thought, okay. I do this every time. Like, I'll finish this game, then go back to it and it's done. Like,
Well, you were quick. At least you were close last time.
Close. I was like, cool. My first game for the year. Done. And it is a good game. I highly recommend it. If you have your PlayStation Plus or whatever.
Was it on the extra or whatever it is?
The middle one.
Essential? Is that essential? Essential's the low tier, extra, and then premium.
Extra. I'm pretty sure it's extra.
Well, that's all right then.
It was extra. Because I think the premium only allows is for, they call older games. So anything on a PS4 is considered an old game, so you can't play, which is just idiotic.
Okay, it's PS4 and PS5.
As I found out, I thought that's just silly because they don't have any retro games because PS3 don't work in Australia.
One day.
When some smart man person figures it out and just goes, oh, you just do this. And they're like,
my complete understanding is that they have to basically emulate on a game by game basis, not just like, hey, let's just emulate the PS3 and now we can kind of dump all these ROMs up there and it'll be fine. It sounds like they've genuinely got to go game by game and rework each one, which sucks. But maybe gives you more chance of getting Infamous and Resistance remasters in the meantime, because like, it'd be quicker just to remaster them at this point. Or remakes.
They're every game on PS, on the from the PS3 to here.
Yep, I expect Puppeteer as well, PlayStation All-Stars, give me the lot. Sly Cooper 4. Let's go.
PlayStation All-Stars. Ooh.
Battle Royale. Ooh. Let's go.
Yeah. Take that, Smash. And then my next game is a game that I couldn't play on my PlayStation. I don't know what tier I've got. The middle one. I'm calling it the middle one because considered too old for
gaming. Oh, it's in the premium.
It's in the premium because it's on an old console. It's premium.
You're so old. Just
so old. So instead, I went to Games Pass where it is available to play. And it is Yakuza 6.
Oh, cool.
I just laughed because it's just a silly game. So far, all I've done for 4 hours is carry a baby around.
Oh.
No, it is part of the story. It's just, I just find it entertaining because you're there. You have to, because you've played the 8th one, I know you have.
I mean, like an hour, yeah.
But you understand, you come up to some goons and you fight them. And in this situation, you come up to some goons. They want to fight you. And what you need to do first is find a spectator to hold your baby. And then fight.
Checks out.
Instead of fighting with the baby in hand, which would have been even more funnier if that was the case.
So what Yakuzas have you played at this point?
I've played everyone up to 6 so far.
Right, okay, you've gone and done 3, 4, 5 as well, which are those unremastered games. Yeah, they're just PS2 ports or whatever. No.
Yeah.
Did they get touched up
recently? They did get remastered.
Oh, that's right, they weren't remakes like Kiwami and Kiwami 2. That's right.
No, not Kiwami. Yeah, so I've done 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm on 6 now. I tried Judgment. I just didn't care because I didn't find the story as exciting. I have not gotten to the man who erased his name or Like a Dragon.
Which apparently erased his name is like really kind of important for then Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth.
Oh, is it?
I'm not too worried about spoilers simply because I haven't played really any of them. Any more than like 2 hours all up of Yakuza games from an hour of, I think, Kiwami 2 at the... Yakuza 0 at the Player 2 Marathon to an hour of Infinite Wealth. But yeah, my understanding is that there's kind of a key story thread in Infinite Wealth that starts with what happened in Mana Erase's name. So, but there's also that Ishin as well.
This year, last year.
Sorry.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. They're both. So yeah. One was like February, and then then Erase's name was like November, only for Infinite Wealth to then come out in Feb.
That's right. And then, yeah, so far, early days yet, because for me, idiot, played 4 games of runs. Stupid idea. Other one is Elden Ring. I'm not talking about that, because that's 70 hours of play put into that ad.
It was a conveniently timed yawn.
I see your enjoyment about Elden Ring. But no, nothing exciting to report there.
But you're getting DLC ready, right? That's essentially it?
No, I don't want to. I've got other games to play first.
Fair enough.
And then we'll move on to the game. We can talk about this together if you want. Is Helldivers 2. I've continued to play that. And all I can say is, I know they keep updating this and that to try and get the difficulties right. And to be honest, I don't care because I just laugh. Because I just find it incredibly funny how incredibly frustrated people get. And I just look at it and go, there's a lot of bugs here or a lot of robots. And I just laugh and go, we're so screwed.
It's
and I just laugh. I was like, there's no way. I might as well just drop a bomb here and just
see what
play
happens.
Heroes. Hero by was Enrique Iglesias. Put that in the background.
You're going to make a reel out of that, aren't you?
Or Foo Fighters. There goes my hero. Or the favorite of player two, Nickelback. They also have a song called
The Matt Houston Classic.
Hero. The Matt Houston Classic. Hero as well. Any three of those songs, perfectly fine. And I do like what the developers are doing as well with their Twitter handles.
Oh,
with,
the social stuff's unreal.
The social stuff. Like, there was one where it's just spoke Spanish or started speaking to it. It's like, wait, you speak? It's like, yeah. Oh, this is great. It's like, give that person a raise.
They're next level what they're doing at the moment with that. And I mean, I don't know about their concurrent numbers still. I'll check that, but I know it's still been lingering pretty high for the most part.
And I think one thing I do find funny is someone said, "Oh, you got to fix friendly fire," and they said no. And the answer, why is that? Because seeing people kill themselves by accident is funny.
Well, it just shows that whoever asked that question has no understanding of how this game works. So they're still lingering around at their peak, they're still kind of lingering around 300,000 on the weekends at the moment. So
that's pretty good.
And their lows, I mean, they've hit probably their lowest count so far right now, but it's still 75,000 people. And that's at the bottom, and then it'll start to climb back up again. So...
Their response to that friendly fire, I thought, fair enough, and that's funny, because it is funny when you accidentally throw a bomb or a grenade or just something by accident and you just see him fly across the screen and you go, that's funny. Just a pod. Yeah.
I mean, they really care. Just at this point need to, like, I mean, not that the numbers are struggling anyway, but you're just waiting for that kind of season one sort of drop, and there's, you know, new planets, there's new this, there's new... whatever the case happens to be, and just go for it. And like, that'll keep people hooked, introduce a new race. And I think one of the things they could really benefit from is link in with some of those PlayStation IP. You know, maybe you go to, I forgot the name, Helgen, the Helghast planet from Killzone.
Yes.
I could see you just dropping there and you start mowing those pricks down. And like, they've got giant mechs and those sort of things. Yeah. So you can have those big, large scale sort of things. I imagine like, suddenly you end up on Resistance again, but like, you navigate some planet where the Chimera from Resistance are, and like, again, there's gigantic monsters on that thing that you could take down, just like some of the big guys from that fit the Helldivers sort of mold too. Yeah. Those two franchises in particular, I feel like, are ripe for them to just go, this, like, that's it, go for it.
Or they could just do one for Horizon as well, just have whatever robot.
Yeah. I mean,
it could work for all of them.
Horizon Forbidden West kind of reveals that they're kind of space bound, and you know, does that mean that there's big mechanical things sorry, spoilers, people.
Look at all the space.
But does that? Oh no, as in like, you know, there's an intergalactic component. You're not just flying out into space during Forbidden West. Sorry, just to be clear. No, it's more like it's almost that Mass Effect style. Oh my god, just how big is this whole battle? Sort of like the size and scope of it is way bigger than you realize. But like they could. Yeah, they could lean into that, and you imagine everyone trying to like your party of four trying to take down a Thunderjaw. Oh,
or one of those giant mammoths.
Yeah, does it appear in my shot? Yeah, it does. Wait,
Snapmore. Yeah,
oh, it'd be good. Then, that'd be real good.
But that'd be like the axe, and just go for the tall neck, like because it doesn't fight back. And that's the one thing I don't like. The people who just want to do the...
You drop the nuke on the tall neck.
Like, yeah, screw you, tall neck. Because why the hell not? But the one people I don't like are the people that just want to do the main mission and not do the side stuff. No fun. That's no fun. Go do the side stuff. Side stuff, fun.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
It's like, oh, let's go to the exit. I was like, I don't want to do that. I might as well just go on my own, just get left behind, as I've done once before, and I laughed. Because I missed a ship, because I forgot to understand timing. I thought it was a minute 26, not 26 seconds. I thought, shit, I've got to get back.
I got this wrong. I've missed the ship once, or the plane out once.
I did, and all I heard was some other guy. You just hear him giggling in the background. I don't know. I'm giggling too. I just thought this is just sheer silliness at its best, and I approve of it.
The game's unreal. People should absolutely, if you haven't jumped into Helldivers 2 yet, you should absolutely do so. Again, thank you to PlayStation for providing us like a crazy number of codes across PC and PlayStation to make all this work. But it's been an absolute blast, and for me personally, like, it's a live service that I'm actually into and want to keep playing. Now I've kind of had my attention kind of drawn away because of things like Final Fantasy, but like, that's a game that I definitely see myself coming back to multiple times over the course of the year. And I have said that before, but this feels different because it's just so easy to pick up and play, and the commitment's not great, and you don't feel like you're behind because, yeah, it's co-op at its core rather than competitive. So it's good. It's really good.
But I think also, too, like, if some person goes, let's go here, everyone just go, right. Yeah. Let's do it. Okay, cool. Let's do it.
Are you happily partying up with randoms, or you got a little crew there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, let's go with randoms. I've honestly have had no problems with any randoms I have. And if they are those type of people that don't understand what a push to talk is, you get muted. Yeah. I don't care. You could yell at me. I'm not going to hear you because you're muted. Because one should learn to push to talk.
Yeah.
Not just leave your mic on and I have to hear you eat. Or your small child cried in the background.
You just
all that crap.
You there's, can't there eat are and other play games. Like, straight away, that's just a big, I think, no-no as far as I'm concerned. You can't eat and play games. If you're mouse and keyboard, you're going to get all of that Doritos dust inside your keyboard. That's gross. You're going to do the same to your controls. It's a big no-no. Anyone who does that, instantly on the my shit list.
What if it's not Doritos? What if it's CCs? Cheetos?
Same deal. Anything else. Any food. Don't eat them while hand... Like, eat your food, stuff your face, wash your hands, and then go back and use your control. Look after the thing. They're beautiful pieces of... I mean, this is my God of War one, which does have a little bit of extra love to it. But hang on. Like, we don't need this turning Doritos yellow. We don't need it to be covered in pastry. Like, look after them.
Could you just imagine? I'm just looking at it now. It feels like some guy with his Dorito hands all over it. All you see is just orange stain marks of where his fingers are. And you cannot get that off.
Yeah.
No chance.
It was interesting, actually. I heard it on, and I was listening to Sacred Simple's Colin Moriarty's podcast the other day, and they had a very brief conversation about, like, Colin's, like, he's a bit like myself, really pedantic about looking after the control and that sort of thing. And he had this, because he's only somewhat recently married at this point, he had this, like, moment. He's like, well, hang on, what about this ring here that's, like, constantly going to be scratching against the control? And I'm like, mate, that's getting too carried away. Like, let's dial that down a little bit.
Too much.
I instantly thought about it while we were talking about there, and I've just realized, like, yeah, my hand's not moving, and like if that ring files down a little bit, whatever, like, it's nothing. But look after your controls and your mice and keyboard, people.
So I broke a controller once, and I asked myself the question, why did you do that?
How'd you break it?
This game called NBA 2K.
Was it the microtransactions that made you upset, or...?
No, I missed a shot.
Oh. Mine was... I've only had one control break. Like,
I've only had one. That was it.
Stupid behavior rather than just controls breaking because, Joy-Con drift or any of those sort of things. It was Mod Nation Races on the PS3. The rubber banding on that shit was awful. It's like Mario Kart. The rubber banding on that shit was awful. And... I was dominating only to get rubber banded something chronic in like the last lap. And I must have tried this like 10 times and the same shit just kept happening. And it was just one of those where I've just gone, like, got the controller and I just got into my hand and the R1, I think it was, just went straight out the top.
Oh, shot off.
And it was like, it wasn't the traditional throw the controller across the room sort of bullshit you see on the internet. No, this was just like, an angry sort of like that and boom, it just flew straight out the top.
And just the look on.
Trying to find the springs and trying to make it... No, and it was never the same. I did fix it, but it was never the same. Was Helldivers your last game there, or...?
No, I got two more.
Got two more. Go for it.
Got two more. My second last game, the third one of the four games that I'm playing at the same time. So, this month's sort of been a very weird month. It's been a very, I would call, Japanesey month for me, which is absolutely unheard of from me. Ever. Next one is Xenoblade.
Sticking with it. Good.
Yes. Same thing. I played 30 hours. I know there's a story. I got distracted and just roamed around. And now, since I've been distracted, all the story stuff's easy because I'm about 12 levels above what everyone else is supposed to be. So it is just a walk in the park at the moment.
Say it.
I faced one of those... what are they called? I don't even know what they're called. The big bosses. I forget what they're called. Those purple... Those things in the pink suits. Counselors. Consulars. Right. Or something.
Yeah.
I think that's the one. I was like, I fought one. I was there for 20 minutes. Died. Got upset. So I went and just did a few missions here and there. Went back. Destroyed them in 5 minutes. I thought, I'm just going to wander around aimlessly for no reason and level up, and that's what I've done.
Fair enough.
And it's a breeze, but still, this whole it's like that small kid teenage Japanese story thing. It's just,
of course, it is. They all are, right?
I know. I just find it weird.
It's better than the, you know, the Persona style thing where there's kind of social links and relationships that you're building, and then kind of more tighter, more intimate style relationships, but then because they're not that they're sex scenes as far as I'm aware, but like but you know, like more coupley sort of relationships. And then you look at some of the, because it's, you know, Japanese and it's very anime inspired, the ages of some of these characters, nah.
Yeah.
And then they've tried to I can't remember, I don't think it was a Persona game, but I heard about this one recently where there was like a 12, it was, the character looked 12 or thereabouts, but they were actually like some millennium old entity or something that was kind of like, so that was their kind of way of, as far as, you know, if you look and go, on, this shit's creepy, that was their kind of way of going, no, they're like 1,000 years old. They just happen to look like a 12-year-old. It doesn't mean that you go for 12-year-olds just because they don't, because they're 1,000 years old or someone who looks like a 12-year-old. Little pedos everywhere going, oh, awesome. Like,
that's what they go, I'm a millennial. I'm 1,000 years old.
I'm 1,000 years old. Yeah. So, like, have at me. Like, no, it's just dumb. Well, they're 1,000 years old. Just have them. That's what I thought they were. I'd seen it in the shows, in the animes. Yeah, it's,
sure?
It's bad.
Well, that's what you think.
Yeah, it's
that
bad.
What you think,
it's right? Real bad.
Yeah, we're just weird.
So, make him look old. I don't know, make him look 30. Let's just be sure of it. Make him look 30 plus. No doubting.
Just make him look wrinkly and I was going to say vaping, but let's be honest, 12-year-olds do that anyway.
Yeah.
They deserve to be slapped.
And I say, like, make him look 30, you say look old. We're good-looking 30-year-olds, so maybe don't model it on us. You know,
yeah,
it's all right.
I was going to say, if we said what's our age and we said what our age was, you would go, bullshit. Like, you are.
We're
not.
21, you're not... everyone.
Yes, I'm 12.
What's next? You got one more.
The final one. See, we're still going Japanesey. This is the one where you...
Turning Japanesey?
What a song. I've known that song for ages. Don't know what happened to it. But the final game, it was the game that you held onto your chair and thought, oh, what? It is the first game of the third game that you're playing.
Oh.
Which is the remake of the 1997 game.
Still sticking with remake. Right. Yeah.
Final Fantasy VII Remake.
How's it coming along since we spoke about it last?
Yeah. I think I'm getting to the good part. I think. I was on a motorbike. You get that far.
Oh, it was a mozzie. The motorbike. Yeah, right. Okay. You're really, really flying through this thing now. What chapter would that be?
Oh, not quite. Four? I'm going to say four. We'll go with the story because the old Barrett, the arsehole, said, we're doing a mission. You're not coming. I thought, well, up your cannon arm.
Sorry, I was thinking about another motorbike bit.
Well, hopefully I understand the motorbike part because what I didn't realize with the motorbike part is that if you press one button, you hit
left
side.
Yeah.
Swing right. Didn't know that. I didn't pay attention to that. I was like, oh, man, I wish I could swing right. And then I looked up in the top right-hand corner. It said, press circle to swing right. I thought, you know what?
I'm going to do that.
Perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. You look at it and go, that makes absolute sense. And I'm there pressing,
everything else.
Circle, the square button, because that's the button I've been pressing for
hours. Like modern games would maybe tell you that you kind of point the stick, you know, left or right, but and then use the swing button. But yeah, that was an old PS1 hand me down.
But when you combat, it's all square, an occasional triangle. No, the triangle strong attacks and circle. What circle do? Roll.
Yeah.
So has no use whatsoever. But overall, I like the combat. It's really weird because I vaguely remember playing 7. It sort of has the small elements of 7.
Yep.
From the old days. Because, like, your attacks. So you go, fire, that guy. That's old style. Except it's not turn-based this time. It's just...
It's blended into the action stuff, yeah. They do it well.
And I will keep playing it because... Jesse, like you, like the whole Japanese
is
thing.
Jesse
creeps me out.
Oh, Jesse creeps you out.
But this is the thing though, because I think with Jesse, I'm like, she creeps me out. But out of all the characters, she stands out. But maybe she'll change my mind. It just keeps trying to hit on me. I was like, go away. I've got missions to do. I want to see.
They came on pretty strong with her early on.
Where's the flower lady? I want to find her.
I haven't met her.
I know Will, because she was in the old one. I know parts of it. And yes, there's a small child in there too. Like, where the hell did that kid come from?
Oh, Marlene, yeah.
And cats. So many cats.
Some of those side quests too. Rounding up cats. Yes. I think there's one really late in the game that's like, oh, that's a bit much. But anyway.
Yeah, no, I've done one with cats. I thought, what the hell is this? I thought I'm doing things to be popular and all this crap. I thought I'd go find cats or go find a giant rat. I was like, okay. But hey, so far, we're out of there. I'm doing a secret mission. That's all I know what I'm up to now with Jesse and the crew.
Yeah, I think I know that one.
Jesse and the two idiots. I forget what their names are.
Biggs and Wedge?
That's the ones. They're the ones. The fat one and the skinny one.
Pretty much, yeah. That's. I think, yeah, you're in for a good time. I think there's like 18 chapters in the game, so I guess technically you're still not even a quarter of the way through it. But I think some of those chapters, or maybe 17, 18, something like that. It's definitely like Rebirth has 14, but it's also a much bigger game still. Each chapter's just a bit longer, and there's open world stuff and all those sort of things. You'll be in for a good time. I think some of those chapters kind of wrap up pretty quickly. I think the last few in particular, you could make an argument they could be one chapter, but they had kind of key beats they were able to separate things with, narrative beats. So
it's just odd that what some people say when you walk past them. Like one guy said to me, he said, that sword's massive. I was like, what? Every time I kept walking past him, he just kept saying, he said, that sword's massive. I was like, what are you talking about?
It's like those videos you see on the, reels or whatever that people put out where it's great melons as there's a few girls walking past and it's clearly designed for them to be like, what the, only for some guy to be standing behind holding a pair of watermelons or whatever the case is, or nice jugs and the guy's carrying two jugs. Like it's,
nice rack.
He's holding a clothes rack.
Yes, I know the ones you're talking about.
And so they're walking around commenting on Cloud's sword, but and he's like, oh, you're talking about my sword? No, mate, look at that hanging out of your pants. And, oh, shit.
Oh, no.
All right, well, we've kind of touched on, I guess, both of the games that I've been playing. Helldivers 2 is one of them, and that's just kind of an ongoing thing that I'll just keep going back to from time to time. I've also been playing Rebirth, as I touched on. They're the only two games for the month, and... I'm mindful of what I do and don't say, considering you are playing Remake, and if that goes well, as it seems like it is, you might be tempted to jump into Rebirth somewhere down the line as well. So
I know someone dies. I've ruined that for myself.
Have you spoiled the ending of Rebirth specifically, or...?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Cause
I know someone dies.
There's a death in the original 7, and I believe that sequence is meant to... Like, that section of the game is meant to play out in Rebirth, but whether someone dies or how they kind of change things, because they change. I mean, I guess it'd be interesting to see your perspective towards the end of Remake, simply because you don't have the context of the original in terms of what they've changed. When they
see the door. I'm pretty sure I saw the door.
Yeah, you would have seen the door by now.
I saw the door. I was like, hey, is that the door? I thought it looks very.
But what version of the game are you playing?
The PS5 one.
Oh no, PS5. They fixed it.
Did they? Or did I just find another door that's just very unpixelated? I've got to go back to chapter 2 and find it. I was looking at the door going, that's a very unpixelated
door.
Yeah,
I think
door.
It was as you were roaming around the slums there, there's like
that's what I found. I found it.
Oh,
it's
maybe.
It's a square. It's a rectangle. I have to go back.
Yeah, it was like a normal wooden door. But
I looked at it and went, I thought that's a very unpixelated door. I was like, it's got to be. I have to go find
it. Maybe, yeah. I mean, an easy one for you to Google Final Fantasy VII door, and I'm sure you'll find it. But
no, I'm finding it myself to prove a point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But like to then compare, I guess. Rebirth's been awesome. I had been committing to 100%ing every single open world region that you come across. They're again kind of Rise of the Tomb Raider style hub areas rather than like or open zones rather than full blown open world like Final Fantasy VII the original was. And I've kind of dropped that recently because one of the regions we both heard that. I nearly shit myself. One of the regions you can't finish all the side stuff, and so you can't 100% it anymore. And so at that particular point, like, okay, I guess you can come back to it later, but there's like key narrative beats that have to happen in a later chapter. I believe it's like chapter 12 or something. So it was that moment I've gone, okay, I guess I'm not committing to the 100% run now. So when I got to one of the regions called Gongaga, which is a very like heavily densely forested area, you're kind of weaving in between pathways. It's not just this big open plain anymore. That was the moment I've gone, okay, I can't finish that stuff. This is a pain to navigate because you can't just go direct from one point to another. Okay, I'm dropping the 100% sort of run. So now I think I'm probably only a couple of days away from actually finishing it because I'm no longer chasing 100% before I hit the end. Now I'm chasing the story beats 100%. So I'm keen. I'm real keen. I'm thrilled that the internet hasn't spoiled anything for me over the course of the month or so that it's been out. I mean, I've been playing the game since about a week and a half before the game launched. And yet no one spoiled anything for me, touch wood. I'm sure the comments now are going to light up. No one spoiled anything for me. The story is continuing to intrigue. I've been totally invested by everything that's going on. And I'm really kind of fascinated to see how they've kind of hit the first really interesting narrative beat in terms of how they're looking to change things up. And it was a thing that I thought was kind of done with the end of Remake. I thought they weren't going to visit this particular concept again, but it's resurfaced. And really, kind of looms as this specter over the rest of the game now. So I'm really kind of keen to see how they wrap it all up and how much gets changed. Does character X die or do they not? Or do they die and then are brought back somehow? There's a whole bunch of different possibilities there, and I'm really kind of interested to see what they do. So by the time we do our updates next month, hell, if we did an update, it's probably next week, I reckon I'll probably be done with it at last. I've put 60-ish hours in, I think, up to this point, which is kind of unlike me because I usually don't commit those sorts of hours to games. Too much these days. The last game I can think where I... and this will get close to 100, but the last time I can think of that I put that sort of time in, probably The Witcher 3.
Well, that was a long time ago.
That's a long time ago. I've played a lot of kind of 30, 40-hour games. Remake is closer to 30, 40. God of War. Maybe God of War 2018, I guess I got close because I went back and did the Platinum sort of stuff afterwards. I haven't gone to do that with
Ragnarok.
With Ragnarok yet. Horizon Forbidden West maybe is in that 60 sort of ballpark again because I did the Platinum run and also the DLC.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, like it's kind of been additional things or it's been return visits that have kind of boosted those game hours. I'm not really putting that sort of game time in these days. But this is Final Fantasy VII, so I'm definitely interested. And I've been really keen on the fact that just this past weekend, Final Fantasy XIV had a big showcase. They were talking about this expansion that's coming, the Dawn Trail expansion that's going to launch for... And that's the online one. But they just started making... There's a whole bunch of Final Fantasy IX teasers that they're putting in there. And then Yoshi P, who's the producer of Final Fantasy XIV and XVI, actually, was like, but I can't really talk about this too much. And he's just like... They're the biggest wink, wink, nudge, nudges I've seen in games in quite some time. And I'm just like, just announce the remake. Like, I don't even know why he's teasing at it. There was the NVIDIA leak of 2 years ago or whatever it was, 3 years ago even, where Final Fantasy IX Remake was listed there. So just announce it already. God damn it.
I think it's just the new skipping simulator of Final Fantasy IX and nothing else.
I don't know. There was that fan remake kind of thing that came out last year. It's only like the first essentially 20 minutes, 30 minutes of it, and it looks absolutely stunning. And so now if Square Enix doesn't put out a game that kind of looks like that or better, I don't know if I won't be disappointed because it's going to be a better version of the game that I adore, but there might be like a hint of slight negative sentiment there, just because I wonder if like full game, but if it looked like that, that would be, yeah, we'll see. Anyway, bring it home. What do you see yourself playing over the course of the next month? As I touched on before, it's a quieter month. It doesn't mean there's no games, but I think for both of us, there's probably fewer that are going to be really, really interesting. What do you see yourself playing?
The four games that I have mentioned.
Sticking with them? Good.
Yeah, sticking with them. And also, if I get a bit bored, I'm just going to play Cricket 22 because it's on Games Pass. And
oh, is it?
It's just a nice, relaxing cricket game where I just don't have to care about anything.
For me, I'll probably jump into some of the other February and March releases that I've kind of had to skip while I've been busy playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Like, I'll get that done. I'll get back and finish Suicide Squad just out of pure interest at this point, just to see what it becomes and how they deliver some of this story stuff. There was titles like Unicorn Overlord that came out this month. I want to check out Princess Peach Showtime, just pure curiosity. That came out a couple of days ago as of when we recorded this. Dragon's Dogma 2 I've started because I did the player 2 plays with it, but I plan to stick with that a bit.
The whole Dragon's Dogma 2, because I don't remember when it first came out.
The first one came out like 2012. 2011 maybe even.
When 2 came out?
That 2 came out the same day as Peach. Came out last week.
I mean, the original.
No, the original was like 2012 or something like that.
Oh, wait, so there was a Dragon's Dogma 2?
Dragon's Dogma 2 is the one that just came out.
Oh, so it's not a remake?
No, it's a sequel. Oh. It's weird, though. Oh. So, like, I booted the game up, and it's Dragon's Dogma 2. It's on the box. It's on all the promo stuff. It's everywhere. You Resident boot up that game, and it doesn't say Dragon's Dogma 2. It just says Dragon's Dogma. And the opening credits, not opening credits, but like the opening splash screen when the title screen appears, Dragon's Dogma, not Dragon's Dogma 2. I'm like, what is going on? Why? So I don't know. I'm confused, but it's definitely not the original.
That makes more sense because I'm scratching my head going, I don't recall Dragon's Dogma 2 being popular back in the day.
No, Dragon's Dogma, the original one was the original Dragon's Dogma, yeah, in 2012 or whatever. It was kind of niche, yeah, 2012. They then put I think when it kind of really blew up, I think it was 2014 when they put out, there was the Dark Arisen expansion that came to the PS3 and 360 version. And then, I'm just trying to check the release date. I feel like it was maybe 2014 when the remaster came. Oh, Dark Arisen? No, that can't be right. Surely it wasn't 2017. Arrival, Dragon's Dogma, Dark Arisen. Yeah, okay, maybe it was. Maybe that's... I'm not too sure. Anyway, that was 20, you know, quite a few years later anyway, and I think that was kind of the moment where it really, really got some proper traction. And so they've just been riding this high. Capcom's obviously been doing an amazing job in the years since. And so now here we are with the sequel finally, and people are frothing over it, except some people have lost their minds over microtransactions for a bunch of things that you totally don't need to buy if you don't want to.
And IGN.
What did IGN do? Did they lose their minds over it as well?
They probably did something stupid. They always do.
No, they always do these days, yeah. They've kind of really let themselves down.
I wonder why you didn't get a review of Suicide Squad. Idiots.
There's a couple of April releases, though, I'm definitely keen on, but most of them come out at the end. So, Ayuden Chronicle 100 Heroes, which is like basically a spiritual successor to the old Suikoden games on the PS1. That comes out. Like all of my games I'm keen on come out in the space of a week, but at the very last week of April. So Eidon Chronicles on the 23rd. That Tales of Kenzera Zhao that was announced at the Game Awards last year. Remember the developer that was crying on the stage? He was an actor. He was an actor for games. Like, he was the guy who, I think, who played Basim, maybe in Assassin's Creed Origins. And he created his own studio. It's an EA original Metroidvania thing. Looks really, really good. That comes out on the 23rd as well. There's that Sandland, the one that comes from Bandai Namco, but also Akira Toriyama, the Dragon Ball artist that died recently. That comes out. Stellar Blade comes out for PS5. There's that demo that people will be able to check out sooner or later.
Hey, 30. Me what demo now?
No comment.
Please?
No comment. And then even Braid comes out, like the anniversary edition for Braid comes out, which you might recall Braid as being one of those OG Xbox Live Arcade titles. It was like right there at the pointy end of the spear.
Isn't there like 7 of them?
No, there's only one Braid. There's only one Braid game.
Oh, wait, I think it's like a Bard Tale. That's something.
Oh, yeah, no, that's yeah, quite different. So there's about 3 or 4 there that I'm keen on through April, but for the most part, it's kind of backlog time, which I'm pretty excited by, including some backlog stuff from 2023. I plan to finish Mario RPG, because I started that over the Christmas break, and then the new game started coming, and it's just kind of fallen by the wayside, but... like, I can just pop out the Switch and play that. Like, it's going to be good times. I'm keen. We've managed to take 7 games and discuss them for... well, I guess 6 games, because there was crossover. We've managed to take 6 games and discuss them for 40 minutes, Matto. We've done a good effort this episode.
Yeah, you talked about one.
I talked about one.
Wow.
One uniquely my own. PB for us. But on that note, we'll wrap things up. We won't drag it out too much longer. If you enjoyed this episode of Patch, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe. All the buttons down below. Visit the website, player2.net.au. There's reviews, there's stuff. We've had a whole bunch of stuff yesterday, today as we're recording, yesterday as of when this goes live. We had a review discussion go up for Rise of the Ronin, so go check that out on the Patch podcast feed or on the Player 2 YouTube channel. I'm sure we'll be doing more around a variety of different games. I know Matt Houston still wants to do an Alan Wake 2 spoiler cast, and I'm all about that. Steve and I will do a spoiler, at least myself and Steven will do a spoiler cast for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth once I'm done. There's a few cool things that'll come to the podcast feed and the YouTube channel there, as well as, you know, Player 2 Plays and all those sorts of things too. So go check out all those things. We've been rebranding the Player 2 Plays, taking a lot of the old ones offline because they're not good for SEO and those sort of things at the moment, but we're going to start to kind of rejig.
That's right. Carry on.
Oh, okay. That's
probably... I was going to say... No, I'll say it off. That's right. It's not important.
There's the Patreon. Patreon.com/player2au. Kick a few bucks. And finally, there's Twitter. Matto.
Matto_Phil.
Paul James Games for myself. The website is player2au. Let us know what you've been playing this past month. Let us know what you're planning on playing across April. Thanks all for watching, and we'll see you later.
Well, Super Earth.
Super Earth.